This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things, like I said, going on, and we're really happy to have you with us. Please remember to visit our websites, newcaliforniastate.com. NCS51.com and also A21R.com or Agenda21Radio.news. Now, I know I have some new listeners. They're using our actual call-in line. If you want to listen to us on the telephone, it's 605-313-0599. And I know they're listening, and I really appreciate their listenership. Listening is a good thing for them. Anyway, we got a lot of things, like I said, talking about... Well, we're going to talk about what's going to happen in Newport Beach. Apparently, the governor of California is setting up a do-or-die situation for anybody who goes to the beach, and including maybe even military intervention to prevent people from going to the beach. I'm not making it up. It's absolutely true. This is an article that came out in Red State. We had it yesterday afternoon and didn't have time for yesterday morning's show. This guy is going absolutely Hitler on us, and I think that's probably a fair estimation of what's going on. A lot of people are pushing back on the fact that you can take this whole thing with the virus a little too far, right? Well, we have a bunch of protests coming up, actually, here in California, and I think that's kind of wonderful, actually, to see this sort of thing on May 1st and, of course, on May 2nd. A little bit of a spillover. We'll talk about those probably in the third hour as we get into the new California business then. But I just want to let you know that they're just rocking and rolling out here with Gavin Newsom. It's going to be kind of an interesting thing what's going to happen with the state of California, of course, with new California at the heels and so on. So anyway, we've got a lot of things going on like that. And anyway, what's happening with Donald Trump? Well, Donald Trump... The first thing he did yesterday, a lot of people were really concerned. We got a lot of calls from a lot of people over the last couple of weeks, several weeks, that the food supply chain is going to be absolutely disrupted. So you're not going to get any food. You're not going to get any meat. And, of course, Tyson Foods said they're going to cut their production. They're going to stop killing chickens, basically, so we won't get any more chickens. Now, I want to make something very clear. I think we need to look at somebody like a Hillary Clinton behind maybe the scenes there. I'm just saying. Maybe the Clintons are trying to play some hand in this. But there's been a lot of concern about people saying that in Kansas they're slaughtering their herds, they're doing this, they're doing that. In Iowa, they're fallowing the fields. I mean, they're just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And again, what this has led to was the fact that you don't see a lot of trucks at the, well, truck stops. Yeah, I was by a truck stop a couple days ago, and it was like, where did all the trucks go? Well, that's because there's fewer and fewer shipments in the trucking chain. We've been talking about this. Well, it's getting to be a little bit more critical now. And like I said, we're getting a lot of feedback from a lot of people around the United States that are truckers that listen to Agenda 21 Radio, and I really do appreciate you upstate New Yorkers who listen in your truck every morning to what's going on at Red State Talk Radio and, of course, what's happening with Agenda 21 Radio. I really appreciate your listenership, by the way. Keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. But out here in the West, it's the same thing. We've had estimates from truckers that say that the amount of trucks on the road is down by 75%. Well, I guess if you don't have anything to ship, you'd be down by 75%, and that's really what we're seeing here. So this is, I think, a very, very bad situation. It does indicate that supplies may be running out. There may be food shortages coming in the next several weeks. And, of course, that is a big, big play. If you don't have something to ship, there's no sense in having a truck on the road. That's kind of the way it works. I mean, people think, what's in those trucks? Well, those trucks are bringing food and supplies to the millions of people here in the United States, and right now it's being disrupted. So the Emergency Powers Act was kicked in yesterday, and the president, to allow meat packing to continue, put out the executive order for that. So we're good to go with the meat, it looks like, and it looks like the supply chain will start to get a little bit better from what I'm hearing. Now, I don't have a lot of facts on how this is all going to play out yet. Internal facts, we can read the stories to you and stuff like that. But, you know, you're probably better served if we can just wait a day or so before I can get some more information from my sources. Primarily, well, sources in Iowa to Chicago, which seems to be a pretty good sourcing area for these sorts of things. So that is a big problem potentially for people. It's a big problem potentially for the entire United States. So we're going to be keeping a close eye on this. Okay, this is something that's been popping up. Everybody's, you know, concerned about the COVID virus. We're getting a lot of feedback from the two doctors, Dr. Erickson and his partner, I can't remember his name right now, out of Kern County, which is, of course, Kern County is part of New California. Shout out to everybody in Kern County. I read the grievance yesterday. It was a very, very good day yesterday for New California. I'll talk about that in the third hour. We read our first grievance of Chapter 2, and I'll read it to you. Yesterday, we had Scott Adams on in the third hour, so we didn't get a chance to read that grievance, but we will read it today. Promises, promises. Okay, so the situation with the COVID virus is it's all falling apart. The narrative that they have, you can see exactly what they're trying to do here. They're trying to run out the time on Trump to get him out, basically, so he won't be reelected. There's a lot of people, you know, the globalists just absolutely are hating what Trump is doing to them. And so there's a lot of pushback in a lot of the Democratic states in particular in this whole COVID virus thing, which has really been, I think, the death knell of some of these states, literally, because they are financially distraught. Now, let's go to California. Let's see what Gavin Newsom is dealing with, and then we're going to go to Illinois. we think that this is very interesting because Illinois is in a very similar situation as California financially. In fact, they may be further down the road in their financial plight, if you will, as a state, than California in many respects. Now, that's something to think about. We'll kind of hold that thought. But, you know, we've had Chris Street on here many, many times. His predictions have come absolutely true. Here we are in the midst of this financial. Look at what's going on. It's not just the COVID virus, but, you know, there was many, many problems with a lot of these blue states, especially the ones that are screaming the most, right? Yeah. And they've now gotten together and they're putting together a pack, which is going to be really kind of interesting because it's unconstitutional what they're doing. But that's okay. We'll do it anyway, right? A compact. Well, compacts don't work in our republic. What it is nothing more than a regionalism type of program. Ah, regionalism. Yeah, you heard from Rosa Corey yesterday. We talked about that. Regionalism at the local, and now they've just blown it up as a compact that's a regionalistic compact, very similar to regional programs that you see at the local level, which are, you know, it's communist-style government. They're just trying to broaden the base now and recreate a system, a compact of states, which will create a region of states in the United States. Right. So now you're going to have a level of unelected officials between the people and the federal government. So, between the state and the federal government. In other words, it's their way to create a new world order nation. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, so what happens when your state runs out of money? Excuse me. It's time for Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Oh boy. We're in trouble with the coffee. We're in way trouble. Way big trouble. Believe it or not, this is my first cup of coffee this morning. So intensely going crazy, right? This morning's just been crazy. It has been absolute chaos. We had just such a fantastic day in New California, and again, we're going to have more today and tomorrow and the next day. It's just crazy. We have the conference call tonight, which will have a couple hundred people on it, which is amazing, absolutely amazing. We're seeing if we can have more, actually, and we're going to have some special presentations and stuff like that. So if you're interested in getting in on the conference call tonight for New California State, you can go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and you got all the call-in credentials and so on that you need. So it's a good idea to look at that. 7 o'clock, and that is Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern. We go for about an hour, sometimes a little bit longer. And we got some special guests that are going to be with us tonight that are going to be talking over what is really going on in the state of New California. And we keep it New California-centric, no question about it. Okay, what happens when your state runs out of money? What does that look like? And now we got Katie Couric complaining about Denzel Washington back in 2004. Good God. is it just, you know, is it me or what? I'm sorry, I have to be a distraction here. This is, again, the shining object thing here. I met Katie Couric in Barcelona, Spain, actually, and had a good talk with her out on the highway, not the highway, but the streets there of Barcelona. It was pretty interesting. She's not a very tall girl. But she was excellent. I mean, we had a really good conversation, and I really enjoyed talking to her. It was kind of an interesting thing. I'm standing out in front of this hotel, and I've got some people with us, and we're getting out of the car and stuff like that. And I feel this tug on my arm, like your little sister pulls on your arm. It's like, what? And I turn around, and she says, "Are you an American?" So she says to me, and I said, "Yeah, I am." I said, "It's bad." I said, "And you're Katie Couric." And she goes, "How'd you know?" I said, "Well, I recognized you." It was really kind of an exchange. But anyway, had a pleasant conversation with Katie Couric. And, you know, first class act, that's what I thought then. Says, the famed journalist, now 63. Really? Really? Okay. All right. Time flies. This is I'm going to get back to the story about Illinois and everything else. I'm telling you, just the shining object just popped up here. The famed journalist 63 recently appeared on the evening iconic Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, okay, podcast, where she recounted interviewing Denzel Washington about his film The Manchurian Candidate in 2004. In the Dateline interview, Couric asked Washington whether Hollywood folks should stick to acting. And he says, "I don't know that what Hollywood folks are, first of all," said Washington, who is 65 today. Is that yesterday or today's birthday? Is he having a birthday today? It says today. "Hollywood is a town that has some stars on the sidewalk. I don't know anybody from there. So I don't like, it's like saying, calling you a type of folks. I'm not a Hollywood folk. I don't know who they are." Okay, is that supposed to be? It says Couric attempted to rephrase the question, beginning to ask, "Are you one of those that," Washington interjected, There you go. Am I one of those people? Isn't that interesting? Oh, stop, stop, Keurig said. I don't know what that means. Did I miss something here? She tried to rephrase the question. No, are you an actor who would rather not? Denzel interrupted and said, no, I'm not that either. I'm a human being. My job is acting. She said she referred to the interviewer as uncomfortable. What's uncomfortable about that? She's persisted in asking the question, and this is me, and she got uncomfortable? Is this a no-nothing burger story? Okay, well, you got something out of the story you got from me was I met Carrie. Carrie, are you an American? Tugs me like a little sister thing. I'll never forget that. Okay, let's get back to the reality here of what's really... I mean, a little distraction, that was in 1992, long time ago. Okay, now listen. Here we go. Plea from a blue state. This is an article that ties right in nicely to what we're talking about. Plea from a blue state. And I see Mr. Pritzker's face from Illinois. Uh-oh. Illinois Senator Plummer. Illinois Senator Plummer, coronavirus bailout. Don't waste federal funds on my state's bankrupt system. Shocking. Shocking. So that's Senator Plummer. That's from Illinois. Okay. A little dirty secret. And by the way, there's a big thing going on here with New Illinois. They're having a big conference call coming up. And we're going to participate in it. And, okay, now listen, states are looking for bailouts big time. New York is one, California is the other, and so is Illinois. And then there's Connecticut. They're all in the same boat. Chris talked about this yesterday. Monday he talked about this. And this is now starting to bubble up. I'm just saying, he had the story on Friday, and this has been something we've been watching, and we've known, and we've been working with the New Illinois folks, who we're going to get to know very, very closely here in the future, and work even closer with them. But they had, they've told us all about the situation economically there. It's just, like I said, it's worse off. They have a lot of slow pay things going on from the state to vendors. You know, like when it takes 2 years to pay something. Yeah, that's they're technically bankrupt from what I understand. And he backs this up. Remember I said that before I even read the article. He says, don't waste federal funds on my state's bankrupt system. And I think the term there, bankrupt system in the state of Illinois, is absolutely appropriate. And by all the different tests that we see, it says Americans broadly support federal relief for businesses and workers, but they don't want to bail out failed business models and corporate corruption. So how would they feel about bailing out the governance failures of America's most corrupt state? Oh, it's time for more coffee. Oh, man. It's kind of odd how coffee tastes different in different cups. Anyway, welcome to Illinois, America's shrinking state, home to 1,000 public corruption convictions in the last 20 years. Our acquisitive state politicians want over $40 billion from other states in a brazen attempt to spread the Illinois model beyond our borders. Okay, is this like an editorial? Yes, by Senator Jason Plummer. Okay, all right, we get you. We feel you, brother. We feel you. Says, my Democrat Senate colleagues garnered national attention with a letter containing this audacious request. Governor J.B. Pritzker, well, he sounds like a corrupt guy. Pritzker, I shouldn't say that, has separately requested billions in federal funds. The message from Illinois elected leaders is crystal clear. No humility, no regrets, no acknowledgments of failures, and no strings attached. American taxpayers, bail us out. Now, these guys are just way more forward than Gavin Newsom. Now, remember, Gavin Newsom, listen, they're talking about $40 billion here in Illinois. In California, it's more like $2 trillion. Tuh, 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 tuh. trillion. Two. Uno. Dos. 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 Trillion. I want you to think about the magnitude of that. 1 trillion is 1,000 billion. 2,000 billions. And they just want 40. That's chump change. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're talking about the financial problems going on in Illinois right now, and vis-a-vis, of course, California. And I just kind of laid it out to you. There, the politicians in Illinois, and this is it's an opinion by State Senator Jason Plummer from Illinois. And we're going to play some a couple of clips here about the $41 billion in federal bailout for Illinois. I think he's got an interview here. But I want to go on with this and put it in perspective that they want $41 billion or $40 billion, 40.1, whatever it is. And California needs $2 trillion. Jeez. Sober-minded Illinoisans have long warned that the next economic wind would topple our financial house of cards. However, our leaders had other priorities. Pritzker took to the lectern for his 2020 State of the Address, declaring Illinois strong and dismissing fiscal realists as carnival barkers and doomsayers, receiving thunderous approval from his allies. Now the entire nation knows we're broke, and these same politicians are pleading for a bailout. Yep. This is what goes on. This is exactly what goes on here in California. That's exactly what is happening in California right now. Is it? And again, what does it look like to arrange the deck chairs on the Titanic? What does it look like? It looks like, putting together alliances between states. Like they're doing something. They got to look like they're doing something. But they're broke. Pretty soon they're going to run out of all that money. Well, they don't have the money now. And again, that's the position. What's happened right now in California has no ability now to borrow long term. And I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday because it's a really big story, actually. And bear with me on the explanation because it goes into voter fraud. Shocking. Why are you shocked by that one? So here you have Illinois. It doesn't have money. And you have California, who doesn't have money. And I mean, really doesn't have money. Big time, big dollars money. And the time is coming for them. So this, now it's time is for Illinois, which in their process, and I want to be very clear, in their process, they're further on down the broke line than California in many respects, primarily because of the size of California and their ability to have more money and cash on hand that comes in, and they can continue to, I guess you would say, shuffle more deck chairs on the Titanic than Illinois has. So they've been able to do that game. That game is now over. That game is now over, and of course, it's over in a lot of different ways. We're going to talk about the Chi-Com is being involved again, and how much PERS lost. Sorry, guys, but anyway, so you've got the situation in California now that you cannot get long term lending in California. They've shut the door on long term lending. So what that means is this. If California wanted to go out and float long-term bonds, let's say for school buildings, building schools, right? If they wanted to go out and float those bonds wouldn't get funded. You can approve them. The taxpayers can approve them. But just because you approve them does not mean that the financial institutions out there that bring you that cash are going to give you the money for those bonds. Get it? And Chris was actually very good about saying that at the time and a lot of people didn't get it, but I had somebody ask me yesterday about it, and I said, yes, it looks like they'll be able to get for small communities and counties, some municipal bonds can be had on the long term. That can happen. But for the state, no, it's done. It's gone. It's fini. So this is, if you imagine three legs in this whole process of financing for the state of California, that's one of them. And then you have long-term, and then you have cash flow. Okay, so it really now is teetering on one leg. Yeah. It's teetering on one leg. So this is the last leg that it's standing right now. And, of course, taxation. You've got money from taxes. You've got long-term, you've got short-term lending. And California has always been able to borrow on the short-term basis for a year or 2 years or 3 years maybe, right? Because the credit rating is so good. Now, here's the probability. The credit rating is going to be lost altogether. There goes another leg. And the only leg they have to stand on now in this stool is income tax, taxes from purchases, sales, and that sort of thing. That's it. And they're on the last leg at that point. And, of course, here's their problem. The businesses are fleeing California, and there's less and less taxes coming in. So what do you do? What do you do? By the way, the Chinese are leaving California. They're selling. They got to sell. Kramer does it. Sell. That's what they have to do. So they're leaving. So California, by this look of it, is $2 trillion in debt. And so here's one of the things they have to do. And now that you wonder why California is prolonging the COVID-19 crisis, right? Because they're putting it off. They're hoping to stretch it to election time. Because you see what Donald Trump wants, and he's got, is he's got his authorities as president to act, especially under this emergency act. Uh-oh. And what that means is this. There has to be a financial plan in place. And again, this explains why Illinois is coming out in front and saying, we need $40 billion. Because this is the fear they have in Illinois. Is they're going to come in and replace Pritzker as governor? And I know who's going to replace him. Shocking. And they're going to replace Newsom as governor. Another shocker, right? We're just kind of like shock to shocking. More shocking and more shocking. Here's the harsh truth. The land of Lincoln is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Illinois financial collapse reveals our government's moral bankruptcy. Readers from other states likely assume that state governments prioritize the health, welfare, and safety and property of residents, but not in Illinois, where the top priority is to provide lifetime platinum benefits for politicians and many of their political allies. Same in California. Exactly the same. Says, don't just take my word for it. Read what my colleagues say in their letter. Illinois, largest liabilities are the unfunded pensions and other post-employment benefits, it reads, adding that in a normal year, the size of those payments crowds out funding for services and programs. Well, what do you think it does here? Of course, we have the illegal foreign nationals that we pay, you know, $71 billion a year for. Huh? In California. Well, that's what I should clarify that. That's the entire budget for health and welfare. And of that, there's $31 billion that directly goes to illegal foreign nationals. We get the largest number of welfare payments from the federal government in California. Of any state. Even in good times, lavish benefits are prioritized over core functions like public safety, health care, for the indigent, road construction, and preparing for things like a recession. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with another cup of coffee. Big one. This is a big boy. And it's hot. It's piping hot. You can just sense it through the microphone. Okay, so that's Illinois, right? Here's one for you. Okay, this is, and again, it's we're hitting the financials real hard and heavy here, and I'll tell you what's going on in the market in a second. Oh, the Chinese are at it. The Chi-Coms are at it in California. Now, this is kind of interesting. It says, California Pension Fund Board slams CIO for selling off hedges ahead of, listen to this, coronavirus market downturn. Oh, no. And this, where's this, where do we get? Oh, this is the National Review. And this goes back to the whole thing about the CalPERS, right? Says Yu Ben Meng. It's not Yu Ben Had. Yu Ben Menged. Yes, this is the guy. Yu Ben Meng, the chief investment officer of California's public pension plan, who has ties to Chinese espionage. It's just this is a matter of fact headline, right? Because we're talking about California, the Chi-Coms in California. Yu Ben Menged. Apparently. I'll read it straight. So I just want you to get where we're going here. Yu Ben Meng, the chief investment officer of California's public pension, who has ties to Chinese espionage, sold off the fund's investments in hedges against market downturn without the approval of the pension's board. A move that cost the fund a $1 billion payout following the coronavirus market crash. There, I just did it straight. And you just accepted it as the new norm. That statement. You've been manged. The chief investment officer, California USA Public Pension, who has ties to Chinese espionage. Okay, is it ringing now? Okay, the reason why I bring this up is because if you're spacing yourselves 6 feet apart and wearing a mask and gloves, and you're not even outside, and you're socially isolating yourselves, your constitutional rights are being blatantly, in your face, violated. And why do you tolerate that? Is that your new norm? That's the question. So is that a new norm for us to have something like that read? Get my point. Sold off the fund's investments. Pension fund. In January 2019... reportedly made no mention of the fact that he had mostly exited the three funds when asked about them during a March teleconference with the board. minor issue. This is the board at CalPERS pushing back. Okay, get it? Right. Because of all the espionage going on. So they should perform well in this kind of down market as they were exactly designed to do, Meng answered, according to a call transcript. And from what we know, most of these strategies are performing as anticipated. Board members told the Journal that they had not been aware of the shift in investment strategy with which CalPERS began in 2017 by investing in three tail risk funds, which deliver big payoffs in the case of market downturns. So he sells them before the downturn. So he sells them before the downturn, and they don't get that. They miss out on a $1 billion payout. No, I mean, you know, he's an espionage guy. This is the guy that the Epoch Times, Nancy, reported about. This is the guy that, you know, he's from China, of course. He's a member of the Communist Chinese Party, of course. He knows Xi Jinping, and he's involved with the communists, of course, because he's a communist. He is a communist. And he's been doing espionage in this country for some time. Everybody knows it. And he's on the CalPERS board. Now, why do you think that happened? Why do you think, did he deliberately sell them? He must have known what was going to happen. He certainly must have known about the coronavirus. See, there's this conspiracy theory going around here that the coronavirus attack, which is a bioweapon in my opinion, which came from Wuhan, and the strain may have been delivered by none other than Joe Biden to the Chinese in Wuhan. Since we understand that the Air Force 2 at the time, the big 747, actually landed in Wuhan. And when they flew out of Wuhan, they came back with a $1.5 billion payoff to Hunter Biden. Oh. See, is this all like related? I mean, were they deliberately trying to destroy CalPERS? Hiring this guy that weakened California, of course, everybody who's got investments in CalPERS, all the public employees in particular, this is a big hit. This is a big hit. He took away a risk strategy that the board had approved without telling the board. Board member Margaret Brown, who asked Meng about the funds, told the Journal. Meng told the Journal that the move was part of a broader strategy to cut costs and shift funds to higher returns. Knowing what we know, we would make the exact same decision, he stated. The fund began exiting the positions in October. Shockingly, it's October. Because that's exactly when we knew about the COVID virus coming out. And by March, it only had a residual stake in one of the funds, Longtail Alpha LLC, that returned less than $200 million. Longtail reported in an investment letter that it had a March return of 156%. Another fund that CalPERS withdrew from, Universa Investments LP, said it returned 3,612%. Oops. CalPERS, this is stunning. CalPERS board is scheduled to meet this week to discuss how much authority it delegates to investment staff. Meng came under fire earlier this year after being accused of participating in China's Thousand Talents Program, which provides secret funding to U.S. academics in exchange for valuable information. Shocking.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back joining you again from Agenda 21 Radio. And major things happening in New California. And you might want to be on the phone call tonight. You can call in on the phone call. Let me get that number for you. Come on. I should have that number out here right now. I have all these other numbers. I mean, we're going to do the call-in number a little bit later on in the third hour, 215-867-8255. But we got a bunch of stories coming up, and we'll talk about this in the third hour also. But demonstrations all over the state of California and also the nation on May Day. Now, it's kind of interesting. May Day is traditionally the communist day, right, for protests. So I've just been kind of trying to tell people that. Everybody's kind of like, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's communism. That's their traditional red day, you know. Everything's red. Anyway, so this is the conference call line, 605-468-8812, if you want to call in. And that's 605-468-8812, 605-468-8812, and the access code is 831-877, 831-877, that's the access code. So we'll have that call starts at 7 p.m. Pacific. 7 p.m. Pacific. It's easy for me to say. 7 p.m. Pacific. We look forward to you getting on board. It'll be kind of interesting. It's, you know, you learn so much in these town halls. I guess it's a telephone town hall. Every Sunday night at 7 and every Wednesday night at 7 also. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.